Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome to our deep dive into The Juice. It looks like The Juice featured a story about a dog named Athena, who managed to escape from her crate in Florida right before Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it sounds like it was a pretty stressful time for her owners. She was actually missing for 10 days.
Wow, that's a long time.
It is a long time.
Especially right before Christmas.
But what's interesting is how the community really came together to try and help find her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, there were reports of sightings like 20 miles away from home.
Really?
Yeah. So people were constantly sending in like pictures and videos and stuff like that to try and help her family locate her.
That's cool how everybody got involved like that.
Yeah, it really is.
That's great.
And but the really amazing thing is that she did eventually find her own way back home on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
And even rang the doorbell.
No way.
Yeah.
So
that's a smart dog.
It's a really heartwarming story.
It is. Yeah. It speaks to like the resourcefulness of animals and their ability to navigate back to places they know.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, it also highlights the importance of microchipping your pets.
Yes, definitely.
To prevent this kind of thing from happening. Absolutely. Yeah. So moving on, it looks like The Juice also highlighted the launch of a new indoor golf league.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Called the TGL.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
I have. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's I guess it's the brainchild of Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy.
Oh, wow.
And they're trying to, I guess, bring golf into the 21st century.
Uh-huh.
Make it a little faster paced, a little more tech driven.
Okay.
You know, for the younger audience, they think.
Yeah, it sounds pretty different from your typical golf tournament.
Yeah, for sure.
They're actually going to be playing these games in a specially designed arena.
Right.
Where they can simulate different courses and track all the shots using technology.
It's wild.
Yeah, it is wild.
It's very different.
It really raises some interesting questions about the future of sports.
For sure.
And how technology might be used to kind of make these more traditional games, you know, more engaging for this generation.
Yeah. I mean, we're so used to instant gratification and all this digital entertainment these days. So,
yeah, exactly. So, The Juice also shared a pretty powerful quote today from Louis Braille.
Oh, yeah.
He said, "We do not need pity, nor do we need to be reminded that we are vulnerable. We must be treated as equals, and communication is the way we can bring this about."
It's a good quote.
It is a good quote.
And it's really fitting coming from him, you know, as the inventor of the Braille reading and writing system for the blind and visually impaired.
Yeah, it really emphasizes the importance of communication as a tool for fostering equality and inclusion.
Yeah, no matter what challenges people might face.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's definitely a good jumping off point for discussing the importance of empathy and understanding the challenges faced by people with disabilities.
Yeah, for sure.
It's also a chance to maybe talk about how innovation and technology can be used to really empower people and break down those barriers.
Yeah, definitely make things more accessible.
Yeah. So now on a completely different note.
Okay.
The Juice also shared a recent scientific discovery about whale lifespans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so researchers have found that southern right whales can actually live to be over 100 years old.
Wow.
With some even reaching 150 years.
That's amazing.
It's incredible.
That puts our lifespans to shame.
It really does. It puts things into perspective, especially when you consider that North Atlantic right whales, due to things like, you know, fishing and shipping traffic, often don't live past 50.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It is. It's a very sobering reminder.
Right.
Of the impact we have on the planet and the importance of those conservation efforts.
Absolutely.
You could definitely tie this back to a discussion about, you know, protecting endangered species and the role we all play in preserving the environment.
Yeah. It's a good lesson for everybody.
It is, for sure.
So.
Yeah. And, you know, on the topic of things that can impact our health and longevity, The Juice also included a piece about the Surgeon General's latest advisory.
Oh, really?
On alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this new advisory is pretty significant. The Surgeon General is actually linking alcohol consumption, even in like moderate amounts,
to various cancers and other health risks.
Yeah, like breast cancer and heart disease.
Yeah.
Some serious stuff.
Pretty serious stuff. Yeah. And this advisory goes as far as to recommend updates to warning labels on alcoholic beverages.
Yeah. You know, kind of like those cigarette warnings.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, really make it clear.
Yeah, make it very clear what the risks are.
Right.
And it also calls for, you know, more research into those health risks.
Yeah, we need more data.
More data, for sure.
Okay.
So, you know, this could be a good opportunity to talk to kids about being aware of those potential risks.
Yeah.
You know, things that they see and hear about.
Right.
And how to evaluate health information.
Yeah.
Like,
where's it coming from?
Yeah, where's it coming from? Is it reliable?
Is it biased?
Exactly.
Like, you know, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff. So, and speaking of evaluating information.
Okay.
The final story that the Juice included today covered the upcoming certification of Donald Trump's reelection as president.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
It is a big one. And it sounds like things are expected to proceed peacefully this time around.
Hopefully.
Yeah, unlike the events of January 6th a few years back.
We don't need a repeat of that.
We don't need a repeat of that at all.
Mm-hmm.
There haven't been any major challenges to the election results.
Okay.
And it sounds like they're really stepping up the security measures around the Capitol.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, it is good to hear.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's certainly a significant event in our political landscape.
It is.
And one that could spark a lot of questions from young minds.
Yeah, for sure. Especially those who are learning about this stuff for the first time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, this might be a good time to talk about the importance of peaceful transitions of power in a democracy.
Yeah.
You know, and how our system of government is actually designed to handle these kinds of events.
Right.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the Juice.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And, you know, we hope this gives you some food for thought.
Right.
As you navigate all these topics with the young learners in your life.
Yeah, keep those conversations going.
Keep those conversations going. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.